This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I smell a rat in this story. It's about this ex-NSA employee who was arrested for trying to sell information, secrets, I guess, to Russia. Why would Russia bother buying information when it's easier to steal it? Or why not just ask China for it? Even better, just wait for the next information drop from Hunter Biden's laptop. It's all on there. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm glad you're with me. The story reads, a former national security employee has been charged with espionage by the Department of Justice for allegedly trying to sell information to a foreign government, which appears to be Russia. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know that I believe this. And it's partially for the jokes that I said earlier, which is why would you bother stealing what you already could get, what you could just ask China for, get from Hunter's laptop. But I also know misinformation has a particular smell to it. See, we want to make Russia look bad. Yep. I think that's what the Biden administration may be trying to do, a little bait and switch on us. The DOJ said that Jerry Sebastian Dahlke was a former employee of the NSA, and the charges revealed that between August and September of 2022, Dahlke used an encrypted email account to transmit excerpts of three classified documents that he had obtained during his employment to someone Dahlke believed to be working with a foreign government, although that person was an undercover FBI agent. Now, here's what's most interesting to me. The FBI can't find the Supreme Court leaker. The FBI can't his hidden information about Hunter Biden. The FBI has raided a president of the United States and taken his personal property. But they want us to believe they got our security. Oh, boy, look at us. We are on it when it comes to national security. Look at what we've done. So they've been looking at this guy for how long? The same FBI that how many bombers and mass shooters have we learned that were under FBI surveillance and yet they were able to carry out their malfeasance? But the FBI managed to intercept this particular thing. See, Dahlke, the guy who's supposed to be guilty, he might be the equivalent of Ray Epps. You know who Ray Epps is? Well, don't feel bad if you don't, because the media doesn't want to tell you that Ray Epps was in multiple locations at the Capitol on January 6th trying to get people to come and breach the Capitol. And not a single congressman on the left will mention this guy. Nobody's got him in jail or in prison or indicted. And while there are people who have nothing to do with J6, they were ambling about and they're arrested with no habeas corpus, no rights to attorneys and things that you would normally get. They are considered enemy combatants. And Ray Epps, nothing. They go on to say this. Dahlke subsequently arranged to transfer additional classified information in his possession to the undercover FBI agent in Denver, and that the FBI arrested Dahlke after he arrived at a specific location. He worked as an information system security designer at the NSA from June 6th to July 1st this year, working at an agency office near the nation's capital. He resigned this summer and engaged in communications with an undercover agent. So, this guy worked at the NSA from June the 6th to July the 1st, less than a month, and then he engages in this grand espionage scheme. The indictment says Dahlke expressed his belief that he was communicating with an individual associated with a particular foreign government. They call it Foreign Government One, a country with many interests that are adverse to the United States. I love this. Look, I just want to read this so you can understand how I would have taken this a decade or two ago and how I take it now. The FBI agent who penned the affidavit did not specifically name the foreign government, but it is identifiable as Russia. Now, if I read that statement before, I would be like, oh, well, of course the FBI, you know, yeah, this is involving Russia. Of course, they're always after us, and this FBI agent did his job, and woohoo, way to go, America. I don't feel that way about the FBI anymore. Right now, there's a guy running commercials against a guy named Kelly Cooper, who's running for Congress here. And he's running these commercials saying Kelly Cooper is calling the FBI, saying the FBI is the equivalent of the Gestapo. And I'm looking at the guy running the commercial, and I'm going, yeah, because it is. I used to have the utmost, and by the way, I do have the utmost respect for many members of the FBI, those who are the whistleblowers and who are seeing this stuff and hopefully documenting what's going on, because they deserve our respect. But the people at the top and these people who are, you know, playing political games with us, I have no respect for them. Anyway, they go on. I don't know what Dalkey's going to do. I don't know what his defense is going to be. But I'm going to tell you something. I personally, I would absolutely cry the Hillary Clinton defense on this. I would be like, well, because one of the things they talk about is the number of emails that were sent. And they said, the indictment said, Dalkey sent two emails on August 23rd and 24th, in which he requested that the FBI's online covert employee take steps to verify that the person he was communicating with was truly a member of the foreign government. Dalkey allegedly wrote that he had reached out through multiple published channels to gain a response that included, got away from me here, submission to the SVR Tor site. Now, I think that's the secure stuff. At the end of the day, here's what I would say. I would plead, you don't know what my intent was. Because nothing in there says I intended to. I mean, I'm going from complete ignorance here. But on paper, even if it was classified, I'd say, well, first of all, I didn't even realize it was completely classified. And the reason why I was going to send this had nothing to do with sinister stuff. It had to do with information. In other words, there was no criminal intent here. I plead Hillary Clinton. But here's what I can tell you. I don't know who this NSA guy was, but I can tell you he's a leftist. He or she, I'm guessing, is a leftist. Jare. He's a leftist that is bred and raised on leftist principles, on what Democrats espouse. I got to leave it there for now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I mentioned the other day that crime is of major concern to the Democrats. The two biggest issues for the Democrats are inflation and crime. The two biggest, pardon me, polling issues. I'm going to get over this bug here in a bit. I feel great, but my voice is still, you know, I'm still coughing. Anyway, the two biggest polling issues of people, what are the biggest things that they're concerned about? 82% inflation, 72% crime. 1 in 2. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And you know who's responsible for both? The Democrats. Voting in lockstep with Joe Biden. The biggest thing that that Joe Biden is such a drag. He is like having a 50-foot parachute on your back, and you're trying to run the 100, you know, in the Olympics. You can't win it. He is such a drag on every single Democrat out there. Even Mark Kelly, who's supposedly, you know, he's a shoe-in here in Arizona. Blake Masters is catching him. Why? Because while Kelly's talking about abortion and the border, which he's done nothing on, and all these other things, you know what all Blake is saying is he votes with Biden. He votes with Biden. This guy's Biden. You can talk about abortion. You can talk about all this other stuff. Let me tell you, this guy votes with Biden. Every day when you get up to gas your car, your heat, your cooling costs in the summer were outrageous, right? Your rents went through the roof. Your job can't keep pace with inflation. When you go to the grocery store, you should have a picture of Biden should be on every product. And the cost differential. Maybe that's what we should do. We should pass legislation that says, let's show you what the price of something is from during one presidency to the other. See, those are things that would be helpful. Just like I mentioned in a previous segment, I said, why don't we, when people die, why don't we have to give the cause of death? Now, if the cause of death is truly unknown, fine. But if the cause of death, remember when they were crediting everything to COVID? Two bullets to the back of the head, he died of COVID. Well, how about we tell people, oh, yeah, he died of the vaccine. When a person dies, they say vaccinated. If a person dies, they say unvaccinated. And when you see all these 80 and 90-year-olds dying unvaccinated, natural causes. But when you see a 50 or 40-year-old die of that with vaccination, I think we can put it together, put two and two together. Causation, correlation, right? Anyway, what I want to get to here is crime. Cori Bush is one of the most vocal Democrats, a congresswoman. Is she part of the squad? Anyway, she's a vocal black woman who wants to defund the police. And she's got a meeting with Stephanopoulos who's trying to soft pedal it. The talking points have gone out for the Democrats. Look. Let's get away from this crime issue. Let's not let people think that this is our problem. The same way they don't want you to believe inflation is their problem. Good luck with that, by the way. So I want to play this clip. This is George Stephanopoulos trying to give Cori Bush a way out. And now I'll play some clips we played from before about defund the police. But you'll easily see that the Democrat strategy is let's not let the Republicans make us own what we've done. Let's not let them make us live our lives. Now, I know as avid listeners of this program, you know what I tell you all the time. When a Democrat confronts you with something, make them live their lie. So if they talk about Donald Trump, say, look, I don't want to talk about Trump. I'll ask you this. Do you like the price of the meat, the groceries, what you're buying? Do you like the price of gasoline? Do you like the price of what it costs to heat or cool your home? Do you like the price? Do you have kids? Are they trying to rent? Are they calling you looking for money? Do they want to move back in? You like that? Do you like that $5,000 of medical that you now have on your back, that monkey on your back, or $10,000 in some cases? Do you like the fact that if you make a six-figure income, it doesn't matter? You're still practically living in poverty? That 60% of the people making over six figures are living paycheck to paycheck? This is insanity. Show me what works. Make them live their lives. Anyway, here's Cori Bush, and they're trying to give her an olive branch because they need the Democrats to not be responsible for crime. Isn't going to work, but here it is.
And you've stuck by it. In fact, you're one of the few Democrats now who still says, let's defund the police. Are you worried at all that could hurt some of your colleagues going into the midterm elections?
See, the thing about defund the police is we have to tell the entire narrative. People hear defund the police, but you know what they'll say? Say reallocate, say divest, say move. But it's still the same thing. We can't get caught up on the words. People spend more time focusing on the word defund than they spend on caring and addressing the problem of police violence in this country.
And there it was. Police violence in this country. Tell them the entire narrative. Reallocate. Divest. Remove. That's not defund. So we want to reallocate it from protecting from cops actually doing their jobs and giving it to community service people. We want to divest from actually protecting people and move it to people doing community service. We want to remove the money from the police and give it to people that are doing community service or community outreach or whatever they call it. As one of my cop friends said, hey, if you dial 911, want the Justin Kaepernick. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Cori Bush. And Stephanopoulos is telling her, you're one of the few that have stuck by this defund the police. You stuck with it. And the Democrats don't want you to, but you're still doing it. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting the party. And she nuances it. It's not the entire narrative. Though I want to reallocate, divest, and remove money from the cops, I'm not trying to defund them. And oh, let me remind you, there is police violence. Well, shocker, the people who are supposed to protect us actually have to shoot bad guys from time to time. And some of those bad guys happen to be black. And the majority of them, overwhelming majority, are indeed bad guys. But we want to defund the police. We don't want to correct the problem in the black community. No, God forbid we do that. Because that would actually be solving the problem. God forbid we actually get back to family. God forbid we reprogram these young black men to actually become doting fathers and doting parents so that they can prevent this cycle of insanity that persists in the black community, because then we'd be solving problems. So what do we do? What do the left do? Let's just blame the cops for the, what, 20 black people that might get shot erroneously? Might? It's not even that many. You know how many, how few mistakes police make when you consider the number of encounters, how few mistakes they make, how these guys are putting their lives at risk every single day with people like Cori Bush who want them defunded. When we return, I'm going to play a clip. We played it the other day, but it's Tiffany Cross of MSNBC understanding that crime doesn't pay for Democrats, and she's talking to a congressional candidate in Texas, and they know this is not a good issue for the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade.
According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women, just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because I think those of us in the Beltway, we consume the minutia of it all the time. You know, we read 5 and 6 papers every morning. But when you're at home, you know, having your coffee with your family, you're not necessarily talking about January 6th. So what do you think will happen in midterms, Jasmine? Because I soon I'll have to call you Congresswoman. I'll call you Jasmine as long as I can. What do you think is going to happen with this? Like, will these bullhorn racist attack ads, Willie Horton 2.0 type things work? Because quite honestly, there has been a spike in homicides. That has nothing to do with Democratic policies, of course, and certainly Mandela Barnes is not responsible for any such thing. But will that work with the Republican voter base?
Yes, it will. Welcome back, folks. One of the things that Tiffany Cross said that should have rung a bell in your head is she says, we're out there reading the papers every day, we're inside the Beltway, blah, 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 and January 6th is not on the minds of Americans. Now, I'll remind you, I gave you 10 things, I believe it was 10, of all the things listed that were an issue to Americans. And I guess you, if you want to throw January 6th in there with election integrity, then it was number 4, okay? But January 6th in and of itself as an issue, I don't think the average American gives a rat's butt about January 6th. January 6th has one purpose. That purpose is to deflect from the cheat that the Democrats did to try to make it appear as though everybody who is a, quote, election denier is an idiot and deserves to be arrested. And these it's a CYA move by the Democrats that has backfired. Welcome back again. Love having you here at the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Go to the website. Check out what we're doing. We got some amazing stuff going on. I swear to you, God has blessed us in so many ways. And I told everybody on my team, 2022 will be our year. I didn't realize that God it was going to take to the end of the year, but that's okay. You know, 2022 is the kickoff of so many amazing things that we're doing that I'm blown away. I really am. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this Tiffany Cross thing. And I didn't play what the Democratic congressional candidate said, and maybe because we played it in a previous previous show. But I want to cover it in the context of the Democrats and this whole crime thing. Because Cori Bush a congresswoman who started this defund the police and all this, and now the Democrats are backing down from it. She's the mother of it. She's the god, the queen of political defund the police soul, so to speak. She's the Aretha Franklin of this thing. And the Democrats are pushing back. And I'm going to tell you something. Even when they try to soft shoot, they gingerly say, look, you need to stop doing this. It's a matter of you have to understand the nuance of the language. See, the language is, we just want to divest. We want to remove the money. We don't want to defund them. And people are going, but it certainly sounds very familiar. And oh, by the way, when you end it with, we still want to deal with police brutality. Look, there's nobody on the planet, there's nobody in this country who condones police brutality. Nobody. Nobody on the right condones it. But it is rare. And as I mentioned before, the number of encounters of the cops, I'll put it to you this way, because this makes more sense when I put it my way. If I was a cop, I'd be beating the hell out of a lot of people. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I would turn off the cam. I'd get somebody to wire a switch where I could turn off my trooper cam and act like it had a glitch. And I would just go to beating the heck out of people. Just say something smart to me. Right across the lips. I'd be slapping people. I'm being honest with you. So I can sympathize with these people. They're getting spat on. They're getting yelled at. All they want to do is do their job. And something as simple, folks, as a traffic ticket can get you killed. And if it doesn't get you killed, it can ruin your day. I want you to understand, you get up every morning and the first thing somebody does in the most routine part of your day is give you a ration of dung. All right? And then it goes downhill from there. You're responding to a wreck. You're responding to whatever. Some violence. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the job of a cop. I'm not even going to pretend to. I have an idea. I watch a lot of cop shows. If I were a Democrat, I would be officially a cop right now. Because if you watch a cop show or you drove by a precinct, well, you're going to become a cop. Just like Joe Biden became Puerto Rican and Elizabeth Warren became an Indian and Rachel Dolezal was a black woman. Just all you got to do is think it. All you got to do is want it. Well, here's what I'll tell you. I don't want it. I will protect. I will defend people, but I don't do it like a cop. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a vigilante. I'm going to be upfront about it. I'm a vigilante. If you want me to correct something, I'm going vigilante. And I know my cause is right because I don't do things willy-nilly. If there's a reason to go get somebody and get even, I'll sign me up. But cops have to do it by the book. And I'm going to tell you, I would be giving cops permission to kick the crap out of people. Because the minute you do that, where you say, you know, you have the right, if somebody spits on you, to beat the dog crap out of them, then you know what will happen? People will stop spitting on you. Somebody spit on me, I pull my at the very least, I pull my taser. You better hope I pull my taser out. Because if they say, Kevin, somebody spits on you, you have permission to just kick that butt, I'd be a cop of the week. I could just see the viral video. Paparazzi following me. People that know I'm not joking. That's why I tell people all the time, you put me in a position of power, I'm judicious. But when it's time to execute that power, I'm not even thinking twice. I'm executing. I don't mean that in the more morbid sense. I'm saying I'll pull the trigger. That's the wrong terminology. I'm going to react, okay? I'm going to react. We all look at my producer and like, dude, look, I don't care what people think about me. I'm not a hothead. In fact, I have a friend, she tells me all the time, she goes, you're very relaxed. I am. I don't have a worry in the world. I got God and I got attorneys. I don't have a worry in the world. So anyway, this crime thing is a big deal for these lefties. And that's why Tiffany Cross says, quite honestly, there has been a spike in crime, but it's not the Democrats' fault. That's what they want you to believe. Here's a Philadelphia DA. We played this in another show. But again, they want to pretend that their policies work. And what they are trying to sell this through the media, and nobody's buying it. So here's Philadelphia's DA telling you that his policies work.
It is working. The reality is there are 1,000 people killed in 20 months. It is working. The reality is when you look at all these different jurisdictions, we've had a devastating blow from the pandemic. And there is absolutely no correlation between being progressive or traditional and the rate of crime. These states in the United States that have a rate of homicide that is 40% higher are MAGA states. They are Trump states. I'll say it again. The rate of homicide in Trump states as compared to Biden states, take all 50 of them, is 40% higher.
You know,
higher.
Republicans say the opposite. It's all the blue.
Republicans lie.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network. Now, we've talked about this. He says there's no correlation between progressivism and the rate of crime. So what? They release criminals. So what? They do catch and release. So what? They do your own release on old recognizance. They call it ROR for major crimes. So what? They let illegals go for things like rape and what have you in Philadelphia. I ask a question about this for criminal justice reform, and they issued a class action lawsuit against me for a text program that said, if you feel like you've been treated unfairly in the criminal justice system in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, let us know. Boom. Next thing I know, I'm getting served papers. And a reporter warned me that they were going to do it. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Well, sure enough, they did it. $37,000 later, they throw the case out. No correlation between progressivism and rate of crime. That's what they want you to believe. And then, what does he call them? He calls them Trump states. Well, since when did these become Trump states? Was Trump around at the forming of the 13 colonies? And as we added all these states going into the 1950s, was Trump the person that did this? It's ridiculous. Or whenever we added the last state. I don't know what the date was. But I'll tell you this. They're not Trump states. And I'll tell you one other thing. What he doesn't want to tell you, and we said this when we played this clip, this clown doesn't want to tell you, it doesn't matter whether a state's red or blue. Let me tell you where the crime's going to be. It's going to be in a blue-dominated area. Give me your state, I'll tell you where the most crime is. You ready? You want to play the game? Minnesota. Minneapolis and St. Paul. That's where the most crime's going to be. You want to know who runs those areas? Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So do you think it's enough for Democrats to run on in the midterms, or do you say, okay?
No, I don't. Look, what we don't talk about in Congress and we don't talk about in the media is what's going on with working families in this country. And the truth is that the middle class of this country is falling further and further behind. Wages are not keeping up with inflation.
In case you missed it on this program, I've been explaining that Democrats are in big trouble. As Bernie Sanders admitting, inflation, big deal. We've already talked a lot about crime. Joe Biden, his student loan buyout, it was rated so low that it doesn't even rate on the scale. In terms of moving the needle for the Democrats, it isn't going to work. Here's a commercial that actually running against the student loans, and states are suing Joe Biden over the student loan stuff. But here's a commercial.
I spend more time working on these cars than with my own family. I spend my days digging holes, cutting grass, and sweating.
This is job number two today, so my customers aren't the only ones drinking coffee.
I'm breaking my back out here for one reason. I want to pay off some other guy's debt.
Biden's plan to pay other people's college loans using my tax dollars is a great idea.
Biden's right. You should take my tax dollars to pay off your debts. My family will figure out how to get by with less. What's most important is we spare college graduates from any extra stress.
Want to be a struggling artist? College is on me.
My kids don't need fancy things like school supplies or new shoes.
I work for you, theater major.
This shift is for you, business major. Go buy yourself that new car.
Enjoy your free ride. College is on me.
Tell Congress, stop Biden's bailout for rich people.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I want you to understand the optics of having massive inflation. Oh, they say it's 8.3, 8.6%. It's closer to 25 to 27% actual. But then you tell citizens, even though I've got you paying through the roof on everything, and your stock portfolios have lost a lot of money. One of my friends told me he lost $1 million. One of my other friends, his girlfriend, said in a period of a couple of weeks, she lost $55,000. She pulled all her money out. It was instant. This guy goes, I pulled mine out. He lost $1 million. But after telling people, you know, showing people, I should say, demonstrating inflation rates that are through the roof, then you say, oh, by the way, we want you to pick up the college debt for these millennials who got a bunch of stupid degrees, and most of them don't even want to work anyway. You're going to pick up their debt. You're going to pay for all that social justice warrior BS, and you're going to be happy about it. Think of the ways Joe Biden has attempted to buy votes, and you get it. All you can do is give yourself a nice little chuckle. Ha! Not working, Joe. I want to stay on inflation for a little bit. We played these clips the other day, but it's kind of a recap Friday, sadly. And I'm not doing this show to recap. I'm doing because it's fresh ideas around what we've already talked about. But here's a guy's name is Kiernan. He's talking on inflation.
Prices joining us now, White House economist Jared Bernstein. He's a member of the President's Council of Economic Advisors and a friend and a longtime guest here on Squawk Box. And I look forward to having you on, Jared, because we could be, I think of us like at a bar, sidling up to a bar, and just because we can talk that way about things.
Nice, that's a very nice image.
Well, it is. And I kind of, you know, some of your colleagues come on and I don't really get anywhere. But with you, I think you're in on it. I think you know what's going on, so that I can be really.
Where are you going with this?
I'm going to tell you where I'm going with this. Here we go. It's been a brutal couple of weeks for the market. Obviously, awful inflation numbers. Now the likelihood of a hard landing, maybe even a global recession, according to some. The student loan forgiveness. In the middle of all this, adding hundreds of billions, even $1 trillion to the demand side. Doesn't that make the Fed's job even more difficult? Your allies, Larry Summers, Jason Furman, both warn that that's a problem. The president, once again, bowing to the far left. Does that justify, you know, increasing demand and making things worse right at this time, Jared? I know you know. It's no way you can sell this to me with a straight face.
Wait a second.
So these are friends. You know, they're friendly. They've talked about the economy and things like this. And Kiernan, who is the host of the show, Bernstein is the White House spokesperson on this subject, is about to give his response. But Kiernan he's saying, look, it's been a brutal couple of weeks, but he could have easily said it's been a brutal couple of years. No growth. And he's talking about all the money that's being re-diverted, et cetera. Now, Bernstein's going to give him a Who Shot John here in a second. We'll play that clip because and we've played it on another segment, but it bears worth repeating that he's going to try to make you believe that this is actually good. That even though we're relieving of some debts, we're not relieving enough people, and it's already been paid for through these other mechanisms. But let me tell you, this is another one of these things. It's not going to move the needle for the Democrats, but what's most fun to watch is how do they try to get around it? How do they try to make you believe the unbelievable? And here's the better news. Maybe even the best news. It isn't working. So, if and I know this is a big if you can prevent Democrats from cheating, they've killed themselves in every possible way. You don't have to guess. You don't have to speculate. They've shot themselves in the foot on everything. Why would you do this? In a time of massive inflation when people have lost businesses due to Wu Flu scam, they've lost their homes due to this Wu Flu scam and all the others, they're demoralized, they don't want to go back to work, they don't have degrees that allow them to work, they aren't confident enough to do it. I could give you a multitude of reasons as to why they aren't doing it. And Joe Biden says, while they're at their lowest, highest suicide rate among veterans, highest suicide rates among regular people in decades, let's give him something else to talk about, to worry about. And that's what he's done. Let's play the second clip.
The thing you left out was restart. That is, restarting student loan payments, which of course have been in forbearance since the pandemic began, that begins in January. And if you actually look at the numbers month by month, the amount of restart, even with debt forgiveness, basically offsets the amount of forgiveness. So in that sense, it's a bit of taking a log off the fire and putting an equal-sized log on it. So if you look at the inflation implications, we've modeled this, we've looked at the numbers carefully, and again, I haven't seen those who understand this part of the plan disagree with this point. We think that the impact on inflation will be neutral because restart offsets forgiveness.
Welcome back, everybody. This is what I can't stand. This floors me about Democrats and leftists. This guy doesn't even understand the error in his logic. He's just talking. He doesn't get it. He says restart offsets forgiveness. Okay. So in other words, what the money that we were going to get, start getting back because we would starting student loans back that could go to help pay down our debt is gone. We've spent it on this new program. Don't ever think you're going to take money back and pay off a bill because the Democrats are going to figure out another way to spend the money. So that's how he says it's not going to be inflationary because it's going to be balancing itself off. Well, let me ask you, what do you think's better? What do you think's better at fighting inflation? If you get money back and you start buying down your debt, or if you get money back and you spend it? Which do you think works best? Apply to your family. You can't pay your bills, and your boss calls you and he says, hey, look, I'm going to give you a raise. I heard you can't pay the bills, so I'm going to give you a raise so you can pay the bills. You go, thank you very much, and you go out and you buy yourself a new car. Or you buy some new clothes or whatever. You spend the money. You're not saving it. You're not using it to pay off existing bills, but you're going to offset it. That's what this guy's doing. So he claims that that's non-inflationary because it's neutral. So whatever the inflation rate is now, it's neutral. Well, I hate to break it to this Bernstein, but being neutral isn't working out very well. It's costing people a lot of money just to survive. And we'd like to see the government show some sort of financial austerity as opposed to spending every dime that we give them.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.